trying to say to I don't know. I think if it got a lot of, you know, it was number one on two streaming platforms for at least a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's pretty cool to see all the full episodes as well. So if it does, then maybe, you know, the Echo series can have a second season. I mean, there's a lot of capabilities and a lot of opportunities to, when it even talks about, you know, like the what ifs and whatnot, those continue to roll through. And I feel like that could be something possible.
And I feel like if we progress into a second season, well, hopefully more Chetas will be involved. Try to get some really Reyes Chetas in there.
Ooh, more cameos.
Black feet Chetas.
Taking the four seals. Maya goes back to the Rez.
Just dang it.
Hold your town casino. One episode is going to be talked about landing.
It's a drunk shot. Not the casino being an
angel. But this ain't the Rez. They just built this.
A few other community members that were involved, and that was just them listening to us and saying, we don't know what you want to hear, because they were trying to tell us, you know, make some Indian noises, you know, like the huh's and like whatever.
Do it, just roar.
And we're like, nah, we don't do that here, you know. Just like T'Challa boy. We was like, nah, we don't do that here. And so there's like, let's tell you what, we'll show you what we can do, what we do. And they start hearing things like, oh, I think you might be on something, you know. And then they start helping us out. And it's like, yeah. So that was, you know, at least having us in the pocket to actually call shots. Like, we won't ever say that, or we won't ever do those weird sounds that you're wanting, because it's not historically correct. And so, you know, some of the things that we related to the people in Hollywood, they would, you know, have us record in Dallas. And the ones in Dallas, they just were trying to do a job. Until we got ones, representatives from Marvel there, then they were more listening, and they actually told, you know, the ones in Dallas, like, hey, no, it needs to be done this way, because it's what we got. These are the people there for that specifically. There's not these, you know, randoms that we just picked up the side of the street, you know. So that's what some of them kind of treated us. But then not over that, you know, they went to an extra degree to actually make sure that we had a voice. And that was both the ad-libs, the looping and composing, and then even the dubbing. And so I think that was pretty unique to see how in-depth that went to our culture. And even though it is a small series, it's still pretty massive. And so I think, you know, when you think about, like,